Cyprus makes a deal, but what about the rest of Europe?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Mark Garrison in for Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. There is a deal in place for a $13 billion bailout of Cyprus. European diplomats reached it very, very early this morning after late-night talks. Marketplace's Stephen Beer joins us from London with the latest. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Mark.
So for those just waking up and perhaps didn't follow all the moves over the weekend, what are the key points of the deal in place?
Well, the crux of it is that smaller depositors in the two main Cypriot banks, people with under $130,000 in their accounts, won't lose any money. Bigger depositors, however, most of them foreigners, will have to cough up perhaps 40% or more of their money. This will help raise Cyprus's contribution to the bailout. The bailout can now go ahead. Cyprus's finance minister, Michael Tsiris, greeted the deal with relief.
We have averted the possibility of bankruptcy. We really avoided a disastrous exit from the Eurozone.
Okay, Stephen, is that it? Is that a problem solved?
No. Cyprus depends very heavily on its financial sector. That's been very badly damaged by all this. Russian depositors in particular are furious. It seems certain that when the banks reopen, there'll be a huge exodus of foreign cash, and it probably won't come back. Cyprus will have to find another source of income.
And very quickly, where does this leave us in terms of the euro crisis that, you know, many of us here in the States thought was under control until all this Cyprus stuff came around?
Well, the potential unraveling of the eurozone has been averted, but Moody's, in a note, has said there's been lasting damage to the eurozone because of the danger now that if another country gets into trouble, there'll be an immediate flight of capital by international depositors, afraid that they'll suffer big losses too.
Okay, more to watch. Marketplace's Stephen Beard. Thanks.
Okay, Mark.